Well, so we got the Vayikra Tzvasemes, and we got the Midrash Tanchuma. It's going to help us understand what the Tzvasemes is saying, hopefully with Hashem's help. Remove my drinks. Yeah, you please do. I'm going to take a look at this Tanchuma, Holy Midrash. Yoim Hashmini, Pasha Shmini, learning Tzvasemes. Okay, we need to find the Mishnah. Interesting the way the Tzvasemes takes things and is Makatze, does everything very, very I used to have this a long time ago, this sefer. I don't know where it went. Probably got swarm all around the world. Let's have a look and see what we can get out of this. One second. I just want to say, Shalom, your name's Yaniv,
yeah? Right?
Eli. You speak English, yeah?
Yeah, of course. So,
when I came up on Purim, I didn't get to finish off the whole thing because it was before, you know, davening, you were davening. And I mentioned about, I was telling a story about how a bunch of kichlich brought me back to Yiddishkeit. Yeah, a bunch of biscuits from my grandma brought me back to Judaism. Maybe I was telling more the other guy. I think it was Shachar. It wasn't just I'm saying a story, like I saw it in Svarim and Pre-Sadik, and he says that the food of your, and it's not even in that Sefer specifically, it's with Sadik Svarim, the food of Esther and Malkus, that's what planted in its Sotis of Kedusha into Haman, that could come out of Haman, the Midas of Simcha, and could come out of Haman, children that would learn in Bnei Brak. Because where do you get the schism to have Shmuel Bar Shlishis who says Mishenignes Adam Martin Besimcha? Where do you get such a yid? Mishenignes Av Martin Besimcha came out from him. He was a Malamed Tanokus in the Gemara. It's brought in a few times in Shas, and so it's brought down that you know nobody, it's left as a question. But Rav Sadik has the chutzpah yazgah, the ability to answer based on his broad knowledge of Torah, that it was the nitzotzis of the food that he ate at the Sudas Esther. So when you eat food at a holy woman's, you know, like your wife, or you have a safta or a baba. For me, I took these biscuits. I was living like a mamish or goy. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And I went out into the middle of nowhere in the combi van days, and I ate these biscuits, these kichlich from my grandmother, were kosher, and they were made of a Yiddish neshama and kavanas. And it Mimela was the only thing Jewish about me at that moment, other than maybe the bris kodesh, which probably was pogam anyway. So the only thing about me was these biscuits, you understand? So, yeah, because it kept putting it into my head, why am I Jewish? I grew up very secular. Yeah, my parents went to Reform, for example. So my grandparents, Baruch Hashem, were always in United and Orthodox. They still had a lot of the Masorah. Just got like lost in the goddess, you know.
Where are you
from? London. London,
from London?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So just there was a Torah that mamish resonated, and when I saw the package they gave me from the shul on Purim, and it had the same jam little biscuits that it reminded me that and it was Purim, so it's Sudas Esther. It reminded me of the whole Torah.
The whole
shebang. Yeah, like
something physical can get you.
This is really what Purim and Yiddishkeit is about. It's taking the most physical thing and bringing out Kedushas Hashem, Kavod Hashem. This week's parsha, Kavod Hashem. I asked someone else, why does it keep saying Kavod Hashem?
That's a great story.
Yeah.
The biscuits.
Yeah. Don't underestimate our wife's food. For the guests, for ourselves, for our children. Edgeware. Yeah. It's the end of the Northern Line. It's a very Jewish area, Baruch Hashem.
So you're going this weekend?
Yes, Baruch Yitzhak. Chasda Hashem. He went today to a Mayan. It was a big test for me. He said, would you like to come with me to the Mayan? And it was very hard for me to say no.
Why?
Because
why didn't you go?
Because one, he's not even back yet. I probably would miss his chavrusa. And for me, it's very important to keep times. But two, I have work to do, other work. And three, as important as spending time with my son after he's going to be back in the army tomorrow morning, I just feel that I'm not feeling 100%. I'll give you a heads up. I'm not feeling 100%. Well, I don't think it's anything catching.
I just got over being sick for 3 weeks. So.
Yeah, be careful. But I really don't think it's anything catching because no one else in my family has it, and I've had it already the whole week. And it's just like this, I think it's from low immune system or something, like Purim, I drank, there was a lot of drinking, and I was in Yerushalayim, Balagan. I told you about my Purim, I was around a lot of Rebbes, I was in a mincha, there was literally about 1,000 people in that little small, tiny, it was a space like as big as this, and there was like 1,000 people in there. So probably I picked up something, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think I'm sick, I just think I'm just worn down. And, you know, right now,
you're getting sleep?
I don't sleep so much, no. So Shabbos I slept, Baruch Hashem. Maybe not that much for, compared to other people, but...
How much do you sleep?
Probably about 5 hours or something.
Yeah,
maybe. I need to rest. My wife keeps telling me you need to take more time out to rest. But there's always so much to do, you know. I'm Yisrael and learning and, you know, Shtadlis, Panasa. But at least I could say no to my son. Could imagine being in Mayan. That's not a good place to go when you're shivering.
Right.
Sitting and learning, I can do. Amen. Not really such a Mayan kind of guy, anyway.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, Hashem gave us Panasa, Shalom Bayis, Beis Midrashim. Eretz HaKodesh is beautiful places to visit, but you have to have time for it, you know? He goes around. He's got the car right now, that's why I just walked here. It's very important, though, to give him this space and allow him to just be himself. And when a parent's around, it's probably not as fun as just being himself. So, Mr. Shem, you're right at the beginning of the game. You know, you got so much years of avodah and beautiful nachas till you get to the when they get into adulthood, which is where my children are. And adulthood is a whole. They say bigger children, bigger problems. But what hopefully you have to help is bigger emunah by that point, and they also have hopefully bigger emunah. So that's the key to teach them. There's a bigger Hashem always, and that's hopefully what we're going to learn by learning Chassidus. One of the most important things we can come out with is how great Hashem is. Because I saw from the Chofetz Chaim in Mishnah Berurah, and he brings it down in Be'er Halacha, and he brings it down based on the Sefer Chinuch. He brings six mitzvahs to midos. You ever learn in Eishet Torah? That's a big thing over there. Six mitzvahs to midos.
Yeah, six
pasuk. Yeah, so it's from the Be'er Halacha, from the Chofetz Chaim. He brings it from the Sefer Chinuch. And one of them is Avos Hashem. So how, he says over there, how'd you come to Avos Hashem? For Avos HaTorah. So by learning the greatness of Torah, you come to the greatness of Hashem. So when we're learning the Sfasem, you see the greatness of Torah. And hopefully it will give us a bit more Avos Hashem. So we're learning Taf Reish Nun Aleph Pasha Shemini. I don't know if we'll get to Chodesh, maybe we will, let's see. But I think we should do Shemini for sure. That would be, Shemini is going to be after Pesach. Because usually that's when it falls. We're going to go into a midrash, which thanks to Isaac. I used to have this sefer, but I'm one of these kind of Jews. So I had a lot of svarim, and I've given them out or taken them with me. I have in storage right now. It's hard for me to access it. So thank God Isaac kindly provided the midrash tenchuma. We'll read first what Sfasema says.
So where are we at?
Taf Reish Nun Aleph. And you'll see that we need the actual source. Usually we'll try just to learn straight. But we have to once in a while go to the source, because otherwise it's a little bit obscure. And the Sfas Emes himself says go to the source, so it's even more reason.
Okay, here it's Hashem.
Let's learn. It's after the Shemaya.
The Midrash, the Yom HaShmini, Kara V'chulei.
Yeah, see, he doesn't even bring the one. He doesn't bring the whole pasuk as usual. And what's the pasuk?
It says V'yom HaShmini Kara V'chulei. Right?
Yeah, so that's the pasuk.
Ule.
Israel, yeah. Not very helpful.
Im na'arim nitpala lechem yeldos.
Yeah.
So if they are young.
Yeah, these na'arim.
Nitpala lechem yeldos.
They're like tofla, like, you know, like secondary to what? To the oldest, to the ones who give the birthing, the maid servants. I really understand any of that. Okay. And then he says, "The Tanchuma." This is where.
Tanchuma,
this is why we're going to Tanchuma.
Makpitz lechem Zigna Sarich Biur.
You hear that? Okay. It needs explanation.
So Makpitz Lechem Zigna. Makpitz is like.
Jumps upon them.
Jumps?
Yeah. I can translate the word, but it doesn't mean I understand it. Mm-hmm. Jumps upon them. Zikna. So like the example that came to mind straight away when I saw this first time is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
What's Zikna?
Zikna is old age.
Old age.
That's the word that he keeps repeating. Zikna Yisrael, when he says right at the beginning, the pastor Zikna Yisrael, that's the elders. Mm-hmm. The word for elders, Zikna, is Zakein Chachma. You know, Zakein is a beard. Mm-hmm. It's also Zer Kona Chachma. It's a famous concept in Shas, in Chazal. When you get older, you have a kinyan on chokhmah through experiences in life. Yeah, that's why they're called Zikna Yisrael. Okay, and a bearded zakein, it comes from old age as well. It comes together, all these words, these concepts. Chavivin zakeinim, they're very dear.
Right, the dear
ones. And then the young ones are not for lahem. They're not for to him and maidservants, whatever that means. Yeah.
Okay.
Or they're not the maidservants, the birthing mothers, whatever. How would you say that? Puer and Shifa?
The midwives.
Midwives, that's the word. But Tanchuma makpitz lahem zikna. And Tanchuma is makpitz lahem zikna. It's the in the midrash Tanchuma, it says that the zikna came on very quick. And the example I think of is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Remember when it says in the Agada, he was like 17 and became 70. Yeah, how'd that happen? The Hashem put zikna on him suddenly, because he became the manik of Yisrael, Elazar ben Azariah, famous Mishnah, and it's brought in the Haggadah, the idea of Elazar ben Azariah became like an old Zayda, yeah, became like an elderly person in order to become the manik Yisrael, and Hashem gave him that the look of an elder. He became older looking as well, and the wisdom as well, combined. So that he could be like a Ben Shim Shana, like a 70-year-old person when he brought down the famous Haggadah of, you know, the whole halakha of saying Yetzias Yisrael Belayla, just like we do Biyom, and we quote it in the Haggadah. It's a famous Mishnah, it's also in Gemara Brochas. It's brought down a few places, but the idea is that this Zikna came upon these people quick. Yeah, Makpitz Lahem Zikna. Sarach beer, we need to explain that. V'hine Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ma'of, Enu Yochu, yeah?
So V'hine Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ma'of,
Enu Yochu.
Enu Yochu.
Yeah, is not able. And Oaf now.
Oaf is a chicken.
Alright, so interestingly, we're going to say maybe that, but it could also be Oaf is like this concept of Malachim. It's brought down in Chazal a few different times, and also Gemara Brachas, funny enough. There's the concept of a Malachim, the movement is described as off, like how quick they move with their wings. Mm-hmm. So they're not, the bli kind of fine. They can't fly without wings. Ken Yisrael, Ein Lehem Kiyum, Rak Ayadei Zakenim.
Ken Yisrael, Ein Lehem Kiyum, Rak Ayadei Zakenim. So similar with Israel, they only have it's only a king for them via the hands of the Zakenim.
Yeah.
The elders.
Okay, so
for what?
Alright, so this is where we're going to have to stop for a second. We'll come back to the Svasemis with much more clarity once we look at the Tanchuma. Thanks to him. It's the first time I'm looking at it. Maybe I've seen it in the previous Gilgul, or maybe I learned it once without remembering it. But the Zikna Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Nimsho Yisrael La'of. Yeah? Ma'of. Yeah? So he's going to say Ma'of. Zer Eini Yochel Efroach B'lo Kanafayim. They're not able to fly without what? Without wings. Kach Yisrael Eini Yochel Nasos Dava B'lo Zakenim. We're not able to go ahead without
elders.
Amar Rabbi Yosi ba chalafta gedola zikna shim zakenim haim chavivin haim. See, he just strengthens us. Vim na'arim haim, and this is where we're seeing again, Svasemis, he just sort of skipped all these words. Na'arim haim akosh boch machbitz lahem zikna. And if they're young, Hashem will put on them quickly zikna, wisdom. These elders will suddenly.
Zikna, you're saying is wisdom in this case, or is old age in the machbitz lahem zikna?
Thank God you could say both. But you're right, the literal translation is zikna, old age. But it becomes, what does old age mean? Experience. Mm-hmm. Why do you stand up for an older person? That's like the halakha lamaisa.
Right, right.
Because if not, even if he's an Amorite, it doesn't know much. You see if one of these Pashto olds Temanite Yidin went through who knows what. You stand up for him. Yeah, he might not be a Tam Chochem, but you stand up for him because he's gone through life.
Right.
I don't know if this is relevant to what we're learning. Anyway, and then he's bringing Shmos.
Okay, so what are we taking from this? That this is.
And underneath, he has the explanation as well. Ben Shivim Shona. Yeah, that was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah, he brings underneath the Eitz Yosef with some explanation of Tanchuma. Brings the example I brought of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Book Shukavanti. I was on the right kvun. After Sheish Zakenim, the Savtam Bechirosam Shai Avirim Al Midosam. The Zakenim Misadi Sprach Asher. It's very hard to read this. Very old and little. Yeah, so what do we get out of this? That the point is very dear to us to have zakenim. The zakenim are very important. Even when they're narim, they become zakenim quickly. Because we need to have zakenim. Zakenim are like wings for Am Yisrael. Like just like Malachim have wings to be able to move around, so do Am Yisrael. For us to go about in our Yiddishkeit, we have to have people like this helping us. The Balatanya, like Siddiqim, zakenim. It's a different... Look, we live in quite a new town here. There's not that many Zakenim. Yeah?
Right.
And that's one of the issues I always had whenever I left Yerushalayim, personally, because I moved now 10 times. I lived in Yerushalayim many times, and I've lived in Beit Tar, I've lived in Beit Shemesh, I've lived now in Efrat. And one of the reasons I always feel missing something, one of the Nakudas is, not just Kedusha Yerushalayim, but the idea of having being around Zakenim, older Yidden, davening with older Yidden.
That gives you a lot of chias.
Yeah, and they have a certain chokhmah and wisdom, and you can ask them things and that you won't get from a younger brother. Yeah?
Right.
And that's one thing I miss a lot, that I had the blessing. I lived in the opposite shtibul, literally, from my window. You could see the shtibul. And I'd go in there, all these old Yidden, old Yishalmis, talk to them. It's always a schmuck to have a chat, schmooze with these old Zakenim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the kesher to the parsha? Meaning this parsha is about
Shmini, because what happens that the Zakenim, they came. Should we see how it connects in?
Okay, fine. Let's start from the beginning. Yeah. Who was Zikne Israel Chavivin Zakenim Bechule. So he says, and the elders of Israel, they're precious. The Zakenim Bechule, Ve'im Na'arim Nitpale Lachem Yeldo. And if they're young, Nitpale, we said, is going to be
Tofo, yeah. Nitfal. Nitfla.
Which means what?
Tofo, like secondary. Like you have something which is.
The secondary.
Yeah. Which is the Ikka and Tofo. Ikka is main, and Tofo is secondary.
So second for them, the midwives.
Meaning they were toffel to the Zakenim. That's really what it's talking about.
Okay.
So then what happened? They suddenly became older.
So then the Tanchuma, it says that all of a sudden, zikna.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, like it jumped upon them this age or wisdom. Tzarich biur, need some sort of a clarification to understand what happened there.
So that's like we see with like certain rabbanim, they suddenly get in a position of authority. Hashem helps them. And we see this in our own space, that people who get suddenly authority, they get older, they get wisdom. Because Hashem helps them to be able to be a manik.
Right.
They get experience, age. Hopefully they're speaking to older people as well.
Vahine Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Vahine Rabbi Akiva Omer Ma'ov Anu Yechol La'ov
Einu Yechol
La'ov Bli Confine.
So not fly with what?
So Rabbi Akiva says like, just like a chicken can't fly without wings, King Israel in the kind of kium rakal yedei zakenim.
Yeah.
To Israel only has kium via zakenim.
So we need the elders. We need the elders, and they're going to feature in Parsha Shmini somehow.
Dehine kriya lashon chaviva. So he says, Dehine Kriya, that behold, Kriya is from the language of Chaviva, the preciousness. So what's Kriya in this case?
Well, Vayom Shemini Kra, it begins, remember, the Parsha begins. So that kra is connection to the Lashon Chavivin of Chavivus.
It's a precious kind of way.
Yeah.
Language.
It's like Vayikra as well. Hashem, when he's calling us, it's like Chavivus.
We saw at the beginning of Vayikra. Yeah. We saw at the beginning of Vayikra that that's a language of preciousness.
Yeah.
Rashi says that.
Yeah.
With
the Vayikras.
Vayikut Lashon Shemalkei Hasharet Mit Tamshin B'chulei. So he says, and the Vehus is the language of the Malchei Hasharet that are mit tamshin.
And they're using this. They're using this language and this way of being of chavivus and flying. They have wings to get around. They have wings. What's that? Zakenim. He's making a whole connection between the Malachim and them having chavivus to get around. Where's their chavivus come from? And how they mishtamished with this chavivus, it's the zakenim. It comes back to the zakenim, the zikne Yisrael.
And he says this is connection, and this is
This devekus and unification is in its roots. What's the roots of the? Remember, every time we're learning Chassidus, hopefully, if you're learning it properly, you're getting back to the root. Of the of reality, the root of the bria, the root of the subject. We want to get to the shorish badava, because that's where there's no kilkul, everything's panemius. It's a good place to be, the shorish, before it comes out into actuality and the chitzonim and the externalities start to bend things. Like you go back to the shorish of a concept or a time in a person or a Torah, you get to the panemius, you get to the, so there is the vekas and aftas in that place, in the shorish, hine, what's in that shorish of what?
Hine kamosha yesh lamata,
ayin
sanhedrin,
chayin lamala.
So just like lamata, there's, was ayin, 80?
70.
70 sanhedrin.
One of the things we know that the Sanhedrin was 70 Zakenim.
70 Zakenim below. So he's saying there's also 70 Zakenim above.
Yeah, and there's obviously a very deep reason, shorish reason why there's 70 below and 70 above. You could say many reasons. One of the simple ones would be, I don't know if it's so simple, but there's 70 nations. So they knew 70
almost
languages. Yeah.
Oh, right.
So it's like when we make Kiddush of 70 words. The idea that we're fixing up all the different aspects of creation through the 70 sages, the Zakenim, the Sanhedrin, and we're having this concept of 70. And remember, what would you say, Lema Belazar Ben Azariah? Because Shivim Shana, he was like Shivim Shana. I'm making this my drosh myself. But the idea, he was like 70, because that is a significant mispah.
Right.
It's a real like level of zikna, of age, of wisdom and sage and Sanhedrin. It's already a high, it's the ideal number of how much Sanhedrin. There is another level of Sanhedrin which we talk about, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, which had 120 sages. But the general Sanhedrin was 70, function was 70. There's another example, 23. There's other bisparim, but the 70 was the one that when it was talking about in the Chumash, it was talking about 70 sages, Zakenim, which is the Sanhedrin Lamata, Sanhedrin Lamala.
Vizeh haremez b'midrash, kachetzi goren egula. So this is hinted to in the Midrash, like half goren egula, like our cause the ego
egula. Agula, it would be goren or egula would be like the round throat, yeah, half of the round throat. So really what it means in this case, it means the frown that Sanhedrin sat in a egula, in a half of a, the throat is around like a circle, your throat, it connects your mind, your head, the rosh is a Sanhedrin and the body is amisur. So what connects it? The throat, yeah? How they give over the Torah. So that concept is, it's chetzi agula, is how the Sanhedrin sat. They sat in half a semicircle. That would be the translation.
Wow, that's what the table looks like.
Yeah. That's how they sat around.
Uh-huh.
So there was a certain aspect of the Sanhedrin sitting around in this chetzi goren agula, this chetzi circle, and that's how they would paskin. That's how it would look. Like, is there such a place like that? Yeah, Caesarea. Caesarea, they have amphitheater there.
Oh, the amphitheater, right.
Yeah, it's like a chetzi agula. I don't know if it looked that way, because that's for concerts, and that was probably made by the Romans. Maybe they got it from us, I don't know. But the idea was a chetzi agula. The Remez, Ramzu, sorry. This is very deep, but we'll get some of the Remez.
So he says, the Remez owed the Pasuk, and it's hinted further in the Pasuk, Noda b'sha'arim v'kule.
Yeah.
So it's known in the gates v'kule. B'shivto im ziknei aretz.
Yeah.
Like it's known in the gates that they dwelled with the ziknei aretz.
Right.
Okay.
They dwelled with the ziknei aretz.
So it's known in the gates that they would sit with the ziknei aretz.
Yeah, and that's the pasuk we say in Eishes Chayil. No, the b'shar im v'ala ziknei aretz. How it goes, yeah. We say this every last Shabbos. Let's take a siddur and just.
It's
the exact translation.
Ma aret, what's the aret? Rak shemadaber b'sarim shelamala.
No, b'sharim bala im shifta im ziknei aret. Exact pasuk. Distinctive in the council is a husband when he sits with the elders of the land. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So underneath it says. It's nice to always just see what art school says. Always say nice things. Distinctive in the council is how the beautiful garment she tailors for him make her husband stand out. He takes part in the council to distinguish Sharim. That she gates is used throughout scripture to know a gathering of elders and leaders.
Mm.
Yeah. Very good. Translate that good, because Basarim is so the Sarim, the Sar.
Rak shemedaber Basarim.
Yeah.
Shelamala, meaning it's only they speaking to the ministers, like the ministering angels that are above.
Perfect translation, yeah.
Yesham Sarim shemim monim.
Yes, that accounted.
Shemim monim al shelamata.
On that were below.
On that below.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Why does it say Aretz? Because it has to, because there's Sarim Lamala. So it needs to remind us that there's Sarim Lamata. Who's that? The Sanhedrin we were just talking about, Zakenim, Lamata. So apparently, spiritually, there's like angels above representing the Sarim Lamata.
Right.
And just like they're paskening down here, it's paskening above. It's all, there's always this concept of Moshe Lamala, Moshe Lamata. Remember, we had this before, Mikdash Lamala, Mikdash Lamata. We're seeing a continuous theme.
Right.
We should pick up on the themes of the Swasemis. There's this concept of what's Lamala, what's Lamata, the Shorish Adava, the root, because there's higher worlds. There's a spiritual reality of what we're experiencing down here.
Lachain, Nikra, or Naktinan?
Yeah, I think Nikra is very good.
Lachain Nikra, Ziknei Aretz.
Yeah.
Therefore, we call it the Ziknei Aretz, the wise land, basically.
Yeah, because the Ziknei, these are the sages of the land, the Sanhedrin, right. Down here. And that was the pasuk from Eishes Chayil.
The Otan Shalamala, Laolam, Me'irin Lamata. And those that are above, really, they are Me'irin Lamata. Like, Me'irin is like they're like.
Lighting up, yeah.
Lining up?
Lighting.
Me'ir. Me'ir, like enlightening.
Yeah, they're lighting up. They're bringing the light from above. Always down to below. They're not just keeping it for themselves. Important to realize that the heavenly worlds are there for us down here. To be mashpia down here. It's not just to stay up and bask in the glory of Hashem. It's for them to now, my ear, to light up below. Now that's very good, Baloska, because you know that's where it brings this whole concept of the Zakenim gathering we're going to see now.
Asfali Shivim Ish, they gathered, it says to me, gather me 70 people, Bekol Makom, from all places, Shene Emarli, Kayem Le'olam, Kiyum Le'olam,
Ancha, yeah, very good.
Like as it says, Li Kiyum Le'olam, like for me it will be established forever.
Yeah. This concept of 70 wise people gathered together, this is how Hashem's going to run the courts, run the system through these 70 sages. It's going to be like this always. And there was always the Sanhedrin. It was only after the second base of English and everything that we went through, and eventually they went to Yavne, and whatever the history exactly is, but it eventually got bottled from the goddess. Yeah.
Hayinu shenit ken al yedei shivim ish shelamata hayo shiva shelamala. So he says, behold, shenit ken. Behold, that this was established al yedei shivim ish via 70 people who were below, Hayushiva, Shalamala, that are sitting above.
So it's good to think about the Machon. There's a Machon Lamala.
There really is.
I don't know exactly. I'm not such a wicked Sadik, but maybe ask some Shlomo this. Ask him. Say, I just learned this first time. What's the Machon Zmir Sa'aris looking like Lamala? See what he answers. Like, maybe he has some insight, because there's six Tzaddikim up there, or six Malachim, reflecting down here with all six mishpachas and everything, you know, and the Rav being the seventh, you know, like,
okay.
You know, I'd like to hear what his understanding
his
is.
On that.
Yeah, or maybe he'll ask someone, some tzaddik, about it. I actually had a question for Kabbalist, as Moshe Shabbos.
Okay.
I asked him about someone who had a situation of Chilul Shabbos, who never did such an extreme level of Chilul Shabbos, and I don't think they ever did, as far as I know. And they had a moment of craziness, and they did some Chilul Shabbos, pretty crazy. It was a little bit public as well. And the Rav said that they told me, ask them a kubbal, because I wanted to figure out how they can do tshuva. I don't want to just get some, you know, some pshat level answer.
You
know,
Shlomo said you should ask her.
I did. I have a Rav who's a makubal on my phone. I sent him a message. Literally 5 minutes later, Moshe Shabbos, I was shocked to see. He answered me back with a very clear answer of what they need to do. About a 30-second answer about what they need to do, all the different things, like learning Hilk Shabbos, Mechabit Shabbos more, be Mefasim Shabbos more, like certain things, so that in order to end that inyan.
Wow.
Yeah. There is ways always to fix, but we have to have the sages, the Kenim, to be able to ask these questions. So in Lamala, there's also these yeshivas. It's very important to know that every yeshiva had a place, Lamala.
Right.
It's the people think, like we had today. You were in the shir today, this morning?
Yeah.
So there was a moment there of Targan, did I say his name right?
Targan.
Just to make sure, Moshe Targan. Spoke very well, obviously, with high level of Torah. And he mentioned about the Masorah of Elojin. This is Rav Soloveitchik's Masorah. Right. And there was still a certain, like, what was it? A certain, like, Cheshivas, and was a moment where you felt like a certain Masorah coming out from this Rav. Like he had a Masorah from Elojin, and this is what he was sort of shorished in, and everything they're learning is shorished in this Masorah. These yeshivas, even though they were destroyed during the war, seemingly.
Right, that Masorah
continued on in America and in Eretz Israel through the Talmidim that escaped, etc. And this Yeshiva Lamala, Yeshiva Lamata, it carries on. The Torah of the Velashin HaSadikim all the way down now. So we had a shir this morning from that same Masorah. And I'm sure if you go back through the Chaim Velashin, he goes back to Vilna Gaon, and Vilna Gaon goes back to his Rebbeim. And you know, there's always this continue all the way back to Harsina, this Masorah. And we have to realize we're part of this. The sages are with us. Today we felt that a little bit, that moment when he was very, like, gave a sort of very holy feeling about. I don't know, what's the right word when you're talking about something, not nostalgic, something like sacred, like something special, yeah. Very good.
They light up the world below.
Yeah, same thing. Just like with the angels, so too with the stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Begilui.
Chachma. So I said that drosh from Pekalas. So Kana Chachma. It's also Gemara Kedushin, I think. Ze Kana Chachma. Zakin is Osius Kona Chochma.
Right. So he says, therefore, when the generation is merits Nimtzalamata and is found below, Gamkin, Sanhedrin, Uzukanim, Shekanu Chochma, that like acquired Chochma, Vivadai Chavivinam, meaning they clearly it's precious to them.
So we have to be a generation which is meritorious to have the Gilui of a Sanhedrin.
Right, have the right.
Well, I think we had it in a hidden way in our previous generation. Right. I think with all the different Gedolim that were around, Ravadi Yosef, and I don't know so much the Dati Gedolim, but I'm sure there was a lot. And with all the different paths, there was the Avraham Kanievsky or the Stipler and the Chazanish. We had Giluim of such sages who probably were like, if we needed a Sanhedrin, they would easily form one. They were on that level of a Sanhedrin. They just weren't in that formation. I think there was a Stadlis from Adin Steinhaus. Steinhaus?
Steinsaltz,
to try form some sort of Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. I think there was some sort of idea of it, but I don't know how much it took off. Yeah, but the concept is of being a generation meritorious to have a Sanhedrin, right, which is what the Sfas HaEmes is saying. It's a very important thing, because then what does he say? These sages are the ones who konu chokhmah. They have the chokhmah.
These are the ones who acquire chokhmah.
And bevada.
And they must be precious.
Yeah, they're certainly very dear. They're dear.
100%. Ech afilu na'arim hema shalamata. And this is even the case for the young ones them
yeah,
that are below.
And they start to get a little bashba, right, from the Zakenim.
Mikol makom ha-siya.
Oh good, he's going to start to explain this whole thing now. Siya means to help.
Ha-siya.
Sata dishmaya.
Right. So mikol makom ha-siya shelamala shema'ir behem metakenotam liot hayeldot tafel el ha-hara'a shemashpia lehen milamala ki siyata d'shmaya.
Oh, he brings the word.
Yoter mikol koach ha-adam shalamata.
We should feel good that we're anticipating a lot of the lashon of the Sfas HaEmes.
This is mikol makom asiya shalamala שמאיר בהם מתקן אותם להיות הילדות
תפל.
So it enlightens for them to fix.
Oh, I have to make now a fixing on that, yildus. I don't think it means, it does sometimes be made tone. Oh, I mean, what's the word you used before? The ones who give birth, I've forgotten.
Oh, a midwife.
Yeah, I think in this case it means youth.
Youth.
Yeah. The youth becomes tofel to what? To the light of the mashbir lahem lamala. Fix that above. Makes more sense.
To the light of themselves from above.
Yeah, the youthful aspect of these narim becomes tofel secondary to the light mashbir lahem from above.
Lamala.
And this sata dishma, this heavenly help,
yoter mikol koach adam lamata,
is more than
better than all of the strength of a person above.
Yeah, that's the key. When you go to harsher people, as holy as they are and as much as they know, they're always somech on Sata Dishmaya. That's how they talk. They know it's all Sata Dishmaya. I just wrote a message to Shrav Shlomo. I try not to bother him too much. I think I wrote in about 4 or 5 times Sata Dishmaya. Because in the end of the day, as much as I hold of him, but I want him and I, if we're discussing something, I want it to sit with Sata Dishmaya. You know, you have to realize that the success of the Mechon is Besata Dishmaya, is heavenly help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is also the explanation where it says Makfitz Lehem Zikna. Ve'ikar hayadia be'olam shenitachim sha'arim shalamala. So he says, in the essential understanding in the world is kshenifta'chim sha'arim shalamala. It's like when they open the gates above.
Oh. And what do we say about the gates? The gates is where the zakenim are.
Right.
That's where they're bringing down the zikna, this zeh kana chokhmah. They're bringing down this chokhmah. We want these gates. Pesach lanishah, basically nishah. We want we say in avinu malkeinu. We say Avinu Malkeinu, how do we say it? Shach Shah Reisha Mayim, Tefillah Seinu. We want to open up the gates to the Tefillahs, but also want to open them up for the Chochmah, for Tzata Dishmaya.
Right, Sharim Lamala, Kede Perush, Kede
The Gong Ham Perish Makbis Lam Zik.
The Pi Bazaar Kodesh, like as it's brought in this Bazaar Kodesh.
Perish Bazaar Kodesh.
As the Bazaar
Kodesh. Parshas Chayasara.
Parshas Chayasara. Al Pi Node Basharim Ein Sham.
Yeah. So over there in the Zohar Kodesh, it makes complete sense. It would bring it over there in Chayasara. Why? Because Avraham Avinu is doing a hesped of Sarah Menu.
Right.
And what's going to happen in Sarah Menu? He's going to say Eishes Chayil.
Right.
That's one of the Makoris. They say that Shlomo Melech got the original song. I've heard such a concept. He got it from Avinu when he was giving a hesped to Sarah. That's such an idea. I don't know. I have to find it somewhere where it's written. But you can imagine that was the kind of way he was talking. And he was talking about his holy wife, his Zivug, you know, Hagon of Sarah Menu. He was giving a hesped like Eishes Chayil. No, the Besharim Ein Sham. And over there, literally, open up. What was the Shah they opened up there? Hebron. It was the first person to be buried there since Adam Arishon, and Chava was Avram and Sarah. They opened up this new Shah. Because it's one of the Sharim Shari Shemaim is in Hebron. What is the other one? Yushalayim.
Right.
These are the two main Sharim that we talk about in for tefillahs are in Hebron and Yushalayim. So it was all happening in Chayasara, this Nakuda.
The Kmo Sheyesh. Ayin Sanhedrin Benefesh, and just like there are 70 Sanhedrin in the soul.
Yes.
Chain Bazman Shabbatot Ubayom Tov Hem Seven Shivim Sha'arim Hanit Hatim.
Yes.
Like there are 70 gates that open. V'lachen Mikra Mikre Kodesh, and we call this like a Mikre Kodesh.
I did sort of hint to that. How many words in Kiddush? 70. What's the gematria of Yain? 70. What's the gematria of Sod? 70. How many Amim are there? 70. So it's brought down, and when you say Kiddush, you're opening up all these Sharim and you're machnia all the Amim, all the Midas, all the. There's 35 to Esau, 35 to Yishmael, together 70. You bring all those two aspects of the Kiddush. The first one is Vechuda, the second part is the Bracha of Kiddush, in the middle is the Bracha of Zagofin, and it's 70 words together. The idea is you're fixing up all the nations of Yishmael and Esav, you're bringing everything under Hashem. You're making partnership with Hashem in creation. All the Amim, everything, all the Midas, because we also have apparently 70 Midas, they all get fixed up at that moment. It's a certain Gilui of Hashem's oneness through the iron becomes Achad. The iron, big iron, becomes like the ore of skin, becomes like the ore of light. Everything becomes Ruchnius when you make Kiddush, because you bring it back to its Shoresh, which is Maaseh Bereishis. And Zekasim is the Sarim. And what's the enemy against that? We just had the last few weeks with Amalek. The idea that they're the other nation trying to take everything away from you. So you see right now in the world, it's either Am Yisrael or the Hamas or whatever they are. Yeah, and it's people are choosing. So we want to obviously have the world to all come under Hashem.
So he says, "Uba midrash bekol karenu."
Karenu alav.
Uba midrash bekol karenu alav.
Everyone that calls out to him.
Elu moadot shehem hadveikut b'shoresh.
See how much times shoresh comes up in Meirin.
Elu moadot shehem hadveikut b'shoresh. Vehem ma'irin al kol yamei hashana. They are hinting to all the days of the year.
Yeah, and like we're just going to say now, just like the sages, so there's a certain idea, this Ruchnias Shoresh Lamala, we want to draw it down so it can be mashpil on everything else.
Right.
Just like Shabbos is mashpil on all the days, this 7 days a week, seven times 10 is 70, right. Zakenim mashpil into the world. Yeah, we're going to see that now, let's read. B'chmokein, yeah, the whole year. We want the Moedim are like Zakenim, right. They're like mashpil on the whole year. And that's Mode is a time of cooling. Remember, Chavis Loshon HaChavivis. So it's the same Loshon with the Moedim. He doesn't say that, but you can see there's a connection.
Okay.
There's a certain Chavivis to the Zakenim, to the Moedim, to the Shabbos, to the Zakenim, to the Sanhedrin, and it's lighting up the days and it's lighting up the people.
I've seen many people start
over
with Mika. Kol B'nai Yisrael.
Karov Hashem L'chol B'chulei.
Yeah.
Yikra'ehu B'emet. They call it, like, really.
Yeah, B'emet.
Kriya B'emet.
It's a true calling. Not like a superficial. It's like you're really calling a yid. You ever been really called by someone? I'll tell you when I know I'm getting called.
Okay.
I'm being a naughty boy. My wife says, instead of calling me Ellie, which is more like a, for me, a name of Aviva's, a dearman, she calls me Eliezer. Ooh. Once I'm Eliezer, it's game over.
Not a good sign.
I can as soon as she says that word Eliezer, I'm in trouble. I don't know why poor Eliezer gets to be that guy. I have some other stories which I'm not going to go into now where Eliezer came up a few times as the name to be called for when I was in trouble. We want the name, but they're calling Be'emis to wake me up, stop being a schmucky husband. Yeah, we want the true name, which is, you know, the Dirman, Ellie, yeah, the nice name, yeah, or in your case, I don't know what your wife calls you, but I'm sure she has a short version of how she makes it.
Yeah.
Everyone has it.
Kuliyot Shalem, the Koha Koma, Ke'inyan, Shekatu, Kan. Shivat Yamim Yemale et Yadechem Hainu Letaken Koha Midot Fi HaKoach Sheba Adam.
Yeah.
Vaharka Mevakshin Ezer Min HaShoresh Veze Nikra Tfilat Emet Shema Shekatuv Yom HaShmini Kara.
Yom HaShmini was a Kara, was a cooling. So let's just read the whole thing because it's very deep.
So
this is what happened Yom Shemini. This is the Parsha, Yom Shemini.
So this is like what they call for real. Kuliyot Shalem Beko HaKuma.
The whole like, Kuma Shlema is the whole, like you have the concept Kuma Shlema, the whole picture. The whole form, Kuma. Like Kuma's Odom is the whole form of man. It's the Kuma Shlema, the complete form. It's a form, but it means the whole thing.
Kenyan Chikatuv, Kan Shivat Yamim, here 7 days, Yemale et Yadechem.
That was the Meluim, the 7 days preparing for the Mishkan.
Right.
Up, down, up, down.
Ken Koa Midot.
Yeah. Fixing all the seven meters, each 7 day, each day.
So he's going to fix each one according to the strength of man. Vaharka Mevakshin Ezer Mihashoresh. Then he's going to look like Mevakshin is like.
Yeah. Quest help.
Request help. Ezer min haShoresh. Ezer is like.
Or seek out. You could also say mivachshin, but seek out help from its root. Request. But it depends. I'm not sure. You could say request.
From
or you could seek out. It's a similar concept.
Vize nikra tefilat emet, and this is what we call
truth tefila. You want to get to the Shoresh.
Right.
7 days, you're working on yourself, up, down, building this Mishkan.
Right.
Now comes the eighth day, you want to reach out from the Shoresh and request from the Shoresh the true help, the full Kuma Shlema. You want the whole thing.
Right.
And that's what it means.
On the eighth day.
That he called. It was a calling of Chavivus. It was this Zakenim. It was this all from Lamala, from the Shoresh.
Right.
All the things we just said before.
Vehu lashon chaviva udvekut kemash ketuv la'ayel.
Yeah, like you just said.
And this is the language of preciousness and closeness, as we said above.
Yeah.
Achein al yedei otan hayechidim ve'akohanim meshartei elyon, the ministers above, nimshach dvekut ve'kir. Boot, the core of De Hashem.
Yeah.
So it draws closeness and closeness with to all of De Hashem.
Whew, amazing.
Vize Shekatu.
Karav.
Karav.
They're close. Remember, we had the pasuk before. We mentioned it. Karav Hashem lechol Karav Be'emes. It's a pasuk in Ashrei. Say it every day. Yeah. 3 times a day, hopefully, maybe more. If we say Tehillim stop. Let's just read the passage inside. I just like to read it. It's going to help us with our Kavanah now in Ashrei, in not so long. Very important pasuk in our daily avodah. We say it many times. Hashem is close to all who call him, to all who call him Be'emes. Sincerely. This is the Shoresh. This is how we should imagine where every day we're trying to call out to Hashem, trying to get to the Shoresh Adava. We just had a beautiful shir from Izbich, from Rav Shlomo, from Meishloach. Beautiful shir before Shacharis. And one of the Nakudas was the Izbich was teaching us, Hosneinu, about the true way to Daven. What's one of the true ways to Daven without getting into the whole long Torah? The main Nakuda was the true way to Daven is to Daven for what Hashem wants. to really want what Hashem wants. To not daven for your own negiyas, your own needs. To want the true tefillahs are when you daven for Hashem. You don't want Hashem to hear the prayers for yourself. You want Him prayers that help His glory come out more. And one of the riyas you see in this week's parsha, I keep mentioning it to people, and so I think it's going to come up a lot this week. But I had an aliyah, it's Cohen, and I saw it when I did the Shtayim Mechazakas Targum today. We see the concept of kavod, kavod Hashem. The kavod Hashem, it comes up again and again at the beginning of the parsha. It's really about Hashem's kavod, not about ours. And that's always going to be the real voter, to really tune into kavod Hashem. Now, we'll have our own unique shlichus within that, because this is a beautiful the Meishloch ended off in saying that everyone's going to have their own shlichus. And it won't burn anyone else. You're going to be like, oh, Baruch Hashem, he's the Rav, and Baruch Hashem, I'm some Shmuel at the back. You're going to be totally happy. Why? Because you're going to be able to, I'm going to do my shlichus as the Shmuel at the back. Yeah? Because I'm calling out by emes. It's a certain emes, a truth in your reality and the reality of Hashem. You're sort of mevara, all the clarifying, all this, the not emes, and getting it out of your system. And that's what these sages, the Kainim, going to people who are truthful, who are rooted in the root of creation, they're rooted in the Shoresh Hadava. And once again, when we're learning, remember there's always this connection back to the Maharal, every time we're learning the Sfas Emes, and also I would say the Shlach Kodesh as well, we're going back into those two big giants of light that came into the world, the Maharal and the Shlach Kodesh, and that's where Chassidus gets its Shoresh past the Baal Shem Tov, from previous to the Baal Shem, and those two big lights brought down this concept of patterns, how everything has a time and a place, and a nefesh, and a shama, and a shorish, everything has a root, and you get into a deeper way of understanding. Well, Chassidah was making it very accessible to the
make it to the masses.
And that's why they gave Tish, and the Sfas when he said these Torahs, was in front of thousands and thousands of Chassidim, with these Gera Chassidim, so that everyone would hear these concepts, and not just have to be this Goren who sit in the basement just learning them the Maharal. Yeah.
Beautiful,
Wait, did we get to the end of it? The whole Aide Osin Shikro Be'emes. Yeah, we did. Okay, good. The Emes.
Wow, beautiful.
That was a beautiful Torah. I don't know if there's anything else we should do there. Ish Parshas of Chodesh. There was one other smaller one I thought maybe if we have time to do just right at the end. It's quite nice.
On Shmini?
Yeah.
Okay, which one?
I know there's Shabbos HaChodesh, but this is such a nice, sweet
which
Torah.
Which one?
Taf Reish Sadi Sadech Samech Dalet. The last Torah, the end of Shmini, before Tazuya.
Ksiv.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful... It's
okay, it says, Ksiv, Shivat Yamim Yimale Et Yadechem.
Yeah.
So 7 days fill your hand.
Yeah.
Aharon Hu Omed HaShalom.
Yeah.
So Aaron stands for peace.
And this is the vessel.
He's a vessel that
holds blessing.
That holds blessing.
And then we had this concept before, remember? This Kli Machzik Bracha of Sean.
Lachin HaBrachot Mesurin Beyado Dichtiv Se'u Yadehem Kodesh Ubarchu Et Hashem.
Yeah, I need chizuk with this.
Because Lachin HaBrachot Mesurin Beyado. Like they are
handed over in his hand, like Masoya,
Loshim
Masoya, yeah, Masurin, handed over in his hands to Aaron Cohen, all his descendants. Ksiv su yadehim kodesh. We say this in Shir Malas. This was the last one of the. I think it is the last Shir Malas. You know, lift up your hands. It's talking about Shlomo Melech, the base of Midrash,
and
Kohenim. Baruch Hu Es Hashem.
Umikodem tzarich liyot shleimut. Before you need to be complete, bebechinat kli, in the aspect of a kli, zeyimale et yadehem, a kli that fills their hands. Dichtiv asher timtza yadecha laasot bekochecha ase.
Kochecha do perish zal
kodesh bekochecha zu nishmasa. So he says that kuiza yamale et yadechem dechtiv asher timtza yadecha, that you find your hand, asot bekochecha, to do with your strength, ose,
do it.
Perush v'zohar kodesh bekochecha zo neshamata.
Yeah, and there's a deep yisod to know when Birkas Kohanim is going on that the hands are yad, two yuds. Yad is gematria kayach. With your koichera, with your koyach, it says here, with your strength, your blessing, so you dehim kodesh. And what's the 15th? The 15th is Yud-Kei, that's the Shein, the Shechina, that comes through the hands the Shekhinah comes through the windows. You open up these windows through the form of the Birkas Kohanim, and you bring in the Shekhinah into the world through the Koach of your hands, a blessing. And it's the point is that the Shalom is the kli to hold that. And with your strength, this is your neshama. And I need strengthening on this right now, because I don't know, I had a hard time, for example, this morning. I really didn't dachum with much enthusiasm. I feel bad. And I always, one of the things that helps me, I think about all the soldiers, and I think about all the, you know, the hostages and all the army. So I think I have to be mevarech, shmira, and protection. And, you know, and then I think of all the people struggling with Yiddishkeit, there should be more awe in the world. And then I think of all the people struggling with panasa, there should be more shefa. And all the people struggling with marriages, there should be more shalom. And, you know,
lights up a little bit.
It starts to get a bit more better the by the end of the Birkas Kohanim. But, you know, the idea is you should come in with koach, not just... Right. Have to like sort of force your head into the inyan of what's going on.
Shezeu ikar avodat ha'adam ve'olam hazeh. This is the essence of avodat ha'adam ve'olam hazeh. The kasher hama'aseh bekoach ha'neshama.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
To connect in reality with the strength of the neshama.
You have this huge neshama. Every day you wake up, Hashem gives you another chelek of your neshama. L'kai neshama bi tahari. He gives you this beautiful godly soul. And it has tremendous infinite koach. And we come along and we schlep through the davening or half awake, and like it's like busha, you know, what are you doing? Yeah, I get very embarrassed sometimes in certain situations. Maybe it's my problem. My wife doesn't like when I use this language. It's my harsh side. But I was very embarrassed, for example, a lot of my boys didn't come to Shachar Shabbos, yeah? Whatever they were doing, but I was embarrassed because I said busha, like, you know, I managed to wake up. Like, I'm not asking them to come at the beginning, at least come before the end of Musa. So I find it a busha, like, we have this neshama, and we're lying in bed, we're lazy, we're this, we're that. Like, we come to mitzvahs with energy. This neshama is infinite. What are we holding back? Let the neshama take over. Let it give the koach that we need.
Kashter ha-maisa v'koach ha-neshama.
Yeah.
Connect the maisa with the strength of the soul.
Yeah.
Yadecha zusha mala romez el haguf. So, like, Your hands that is above.
Shema Eila. Yeah, it's not Eila with an iron, which is above. I think Shemale, like, more like filled up.
Your hands are this blessing. Romez El Haguf. This is hints to the body.
Yeah. Or like the movements of the hands, maybe. Shema Eila.
In your strength.
Yeah.
Beshutafut.
Koach
HaNeshama. With like partnership, the strength of the soul.
Yeah.
As we say, like in all your pathways, you should know.
And I want to let you know now, just before we go weiter, this is one of the most important klal of Baal Shem Tov. He wants you to have a life where you, in all your ways, know him. It was a very strong concept.
Right, in all things you're doing, that's like one of the revolutions, right? In all things you're doing.
So really get to know Hashem.
Yeah. It's also when you're working. It's also
everything. That was a big dagesh in Chassidus. But another Nakudah I want to bring to life here is this is the last year of the Sfas Emes' life. And Mamela, he probably wasn't as strong as he was in his youthful days.
Okay.
When with the previous Torah we learned way many years before, he was at the end and he was drawing strength from his neshama to be able to even say this Torah, to be a rabbi for the chassidim. I've seen this by tzaddikim, like when the elderly, you watch how they draw into the neshama and the koach haTorah to get their energy. Because physically their body's spent. But they have a true perception of reality that they're able to draw from the koach haNeshama.
The koach haNeshama metaken gam haGuf. You also fix the Guf.
Yeah.
V'chein mesayem hapasuk ki ein ma'aseh v'chulei v'dat v'chulei bishul.
Sure.
So he says, and therefore we finish the pasuk that says ki ein ma'aseh v'chulei.
Borrowing. That's what it means literally. Shaul, a shaul, a borrower. But maybe it's referring to Shaul and Melech. I'm not sure.
Okay, Perush.
Leave that as a question.
Perush, ki haguf omed lemita.
Shaul can also be the after the 120. Shaul can also be after 120. That's
right, like lowliness. Man.
Let's look at this, Google it. Translate it, whatever the word is.
Hirushki haguf omed lemita, that the body stands to the bed.
Sha'ol.
Akafi hit kashrut maase haadam beodeno chai v'koach haneshama.
Asking could also be. No, that's the wrong way. That's the other way around. Sorry. There we go. Borrowed. Loans, lent.
Okay.
It could also mean Shaul the person. Okay. Remember, one of the reasons why he was called Shaul because he's borrowing the kingship from David HaMelech. The Onesim was understood, he had to give it back. It was a borrowed kingship. That was his whole essence.
Right. Okay, so he says, Rak fish hit kashrut, only according to connection, ma'aseh adam ve'odeno chai bekoach haneshama. So only according to the connection of the actions of man, ve'odeno, like in his lifetime, I guess?
Yes, ve'odeno chai, while he's still alive.
While he's still alive.
And the koach haneshama is there. He's like borrowing from the, I think that's what it means, he's borrowing from this koach, to get koach for the fix the goof, with the neshama. Neshama is borrowing from the neshama.
Ayadei ze ha'arat ha'neshama chofech al ha'guf gam ve'kevin.
Chofech means hovers, I think that's what it means.
So ayadei ze ha'arat ha'neshama, the lighting of the soul, chofech al ha'guf, like...
Hovers.
Hovers?
That's what it means, but just double checking. That's what I think it means. Overlapping, covering,
Gam bekever, also in the grave.
Yeah.
Umitzad ze atid l'tchiyat hametim, and on this like side of it, in the future, it's going to be tchiyat hametim.
Yeah. It's a bit scary when you think about, you know, you go to these grave sites after the Thomas Nifta, the neshama's hovering over it.
Right.
And so you go to a kever of a tzaddik, there's some sort of reshima from the tzaddik. Right now, today is the yahrzeit of Noam Elimelech. It's a big day for chassidim, just like you have a kibbutz for Rosh Hashanah, for Uman, for Rabbi Nachum Befeger, for Sibcha. Today you have a big kibbutz by my mainstream chassidim. They go to the Noam Elimelech, Elimelech ben Reb Eliezer, I think his name was. And they go there, they go to his holy site. And he was someone who was fixed up the Heavenly Mashiach, all the Yisurim that we meant to go through, made it much less before Mashiach comes. Like, he was a big, big, big tzaddik, the Noam HaMelech. They called him as one of the biggest tzaddikim of the, and just having the sefer around, and, you know, I have it in my house, I always try to look a little bit, I don't really understand much, but it's a very...
they have it in the hospital rooms.
Yeah, they call it sefer tzaddikim, because it's the harder of the svarim to learn. It was a very high tzaddik, the Noam HaMelech.
U'b'Shabbos Kodesh me'ir ha'neshama b'tosfot. Gam beguf lefishahu me'ein olam haba.
Yeah.
So it says in Shabbos Kodesh, we enlighten the neshama betosafot, like with additions.
Yes.
Gam beguf lefishahu me'ein olam haba, like also in the body, because it's really like this, like this in place of the world to come. Shabbos Kodesh. Gam hagufot you. Mezukafim.
Zukakim. They're going to be purified.
They're going to be purified.
Good times. You won't have any like part of your body that's like impure. It'll be really purified.
V'zev chinat mishne lechem. Mishne lechem. This is the aspect of the two
chalas.
Chalas. V'chein mitzvah le'oneg gam haguf b'Shabbos Kodesh. Which is, and also there's a mitzvah to enjoy also with the body on Shabbos Kodesh.
See, we did yami cholas,
right? Uveyamei ha-ma'aseh u'bechinat yimaleh et yadechem.
Yeah.
And he says, and in the days of action.
Yeah, the days of the week, which is the days of action. The days of ma'aseh.
Right, who bechinat yimaleh et yadechem?
Filling up your hands.
Filling up your hands.
So then you have the shefa to use on Shabbos for Onik Shabbos. That's the cycle of a Yiddish life.
V'nitken hakli, and this fixes the vessel. Ahar kach ba ha'ara meyom hashmini shehu melamala min hateva v'hi habracha.
Yeah, that's when Yom Hashmini comes. What's Yom Hashmini? It's the eighth day. Yeah, heard of the band, eighth day. Mm-hmm. They were singing about Mashiach. The idea that comes this eighth level. This is, some say it's Malava Malka, but it's above Teva.
This is the bracha.
We mentioned once the idea of the house. Remember we did this concept, the six directions. Left, right, forward, back, up, down. And we're in the room, that's the seventh, that's Shabbos. And above the room is eighth. That's the eighth dimension, Mala Minateva. It's above this one. That's like the chuppah. We said, remember, we had the ches and the whole thing.
Right.
So that's the idea that we.
Right, we drew it out.
Yeah, we drew it out. So this is this one again. This concept, and we're bringing in the bracha, but the bracha comes from this olam hashmini, which is what this parsha is referring to when it says, and it also works out very good. The shmini is also what day was it? We end off with this Rosh Chodesh Nissan. When was the original shmini? What was it referring to? It was referring to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There are 7 days of Milim, which is what we're heading to now. We're heading towards Chaf Gimel Adar. Chaf Gimel Adar is the beginning of the 7 days of Milim, the 7 days of Moshe put the Mishkan up and down. It's going to be in 2 days from now. It starts that Voda. And then comes, the next week will be already, after Parshas HaChodesh, will be Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is what was Yom HaShmini. That was the eighth day that we're referring to. And that's where the bracha comes from. From the Shoresh, which is the eighth, the Olam Hashmini, this higher level. And the concept is, where does our energy come from, Rosh Chodesh Nissan? It's a complete renewal. It gave us the ability to get our Mitzrayim, it will give us the ability to renew our Avodah every year, every Chodesh. We come into this renewal energy of Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Zalachem, of a new energy. So everything should be fresh, and that's the hope that, you know, might feel a bit burnt out now after a long winter, but comes Chodesh Nissan, comes the spring, and gives us a renewal.
Gives us renewed, yeah.
And that's where the Shlorish, that's where Mala Minateva source bracha and blessing. Amen, Sela.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Your belly filled.
Yeah, it's good.